Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, an intensification of deadly fighting in southern Syria clashes between the army backed by Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters and militants have left scores dead on both sides over the past week. A UK-based Syrian observatory says more than 50 militants and over 40 members of the Syrian army and Hezbollah fighters have been killed in the fighting. The army launched a large-scale operation against al-Qaeda's Syria wing, the al-Nusra Front, and other foreign-backed militants, while the government's operation focuses on a triangle of land from rural areas southwest of Damascus to Daraa city to Quneitra. In recent months, the insurgents made significant gains in the area. The army is now reclaiming territory. Our correspondent in Damascus, Muhammad Ali, updates us on the ongoing fighting in southern Syria.
The Syrian army was able to take control of and continues to strike militants' positions over there. As you know, Kavi, just about 3 days ago, the Syrian army took important and strategic hills and towns in that triangle of land that combines the countryside of Damascus, Quneitra, and Daraa, particularly Deir al-Adas, and areas like Deir Makir and hills like Al-Arus and Sarja. The Syrian army continues its military operation up till this moment over there, which shows the Syrian army's determination to go further in striking militants and taking over areas, regaining control of areas in that area. We know that just today the Syrian army intensified its artillery strikes on militants, particularly in areas and towns like Beit al-Maluhi, which is 75 kilometers north of Daraa, and also areas like Kafr Nasij, Al-Hiraq, and Jassim. All of those areas are close to the Jordanian borders, Kavi, and also close to the border with the occupied Syrian territories. So you can imagine how important every town the Syrian army takes, because by doing so, it is cutting one of the supply lines of militants that are either coming from Jordan, from the Jordanian borders, or from the occupied Syrian territories by Israel. As you know, the Syrian government has said it before, and Hezbollah, they both said it before, that al-Nusra Front is the tool of Israel